I hope we as a people of God have learned to be open to Holy Spirit and what He desires to do and say to us. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. You have been designed for destiny right from the very beginning, but the enemy has gotten in and the world has gotten in and kind of messed us up a little bit. So He says that if you'll delight yourself in me and allow me to shape you and mold you into what I desire for you, you will reach your destiny. And one of the things when we look at the church, one of the things that we have to be careful of, that there's no missing links. One of the things that we want to be sure of, that when we preach what Jesus came to do, we make sure that there's no missing links. And we could go to churches today and find out that there are some missing links within the body of believers. And those body of believers are in a state of confusion because there are links that are missing in the theology of what it means to be a Christian or the theology of what it means to walk with Christ. And we can't allow ourselves to degrade the gospel to that point where we don't see the word for what it is, that we don't recognize that the word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, that it goes deep within our spirits. And the Bible says that it can divide between the soul and the spirit. And one of the things that the word of God teaches is that when we're born again, that our spirit man is born again. We become very, very new. We become brand new. When we become born again, God raises us up from the dead. The Bible says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. So we become born again. We become raised up from the dead, and therefore we've become brand new. Our spirits become brand new. And then the Word of God comes to us in order to transform our soul realm so that we'll begin to think the way God thinks. Well, that's what the Word of God does for us. It can help us think like Him. And if we remove the Word of God from the basic theology of Christianity, then we remove the life of Christianity. In Psalms 138:2, it says, I will worship your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above your name. The word of God is absolutely powerful. Without the word of God, there is no conviction to the emptiness of our heart. We could do things that are absolutely, totally wrong continually all the time, and without the word of God, we may not even know that it's wrong. The word of God will even speak to the unbeliever as well as the believer. So if we take away the Word of God, if we take away the Bible, then we take away life. The Word of God is absolutely crucial, and we can't allow that to be a missing link in our theology. The church must declare that Jesus is the only way. Matthew 26:28 says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Jesus, when He died, His blood was spilt. He paid the price for sin for all mankind, and now all man has to do is accept that perfect sacrifice for the remission of their sin, and they'll be welcomed into the kingdom of God. The price He paid with His blood. Jesus is the only way. You see, we so desperately need one another. Because you carry something that I don't. You carry an attribute of God that I don't. There is something in you that is unique and special that nobody else can supply except you alone. And when you bring it to the body, it does what it can. It does what it's designed to do in order to bring the body together and lift it up in love. I'm convinced that we were absolutely united and joined together the way God designed for us as a church to be united and joined together, then we would see such awesome things take place in our lives and in our communities. Because the evidence of the church joined together, working together, walking in love would be so powerful in the midst of the darkness of confusion that it would absolutely dispel some of the confusion and darkness that's in the world. Let's talk a little bit about fathers and about how important they are. That's one of the things that's missing in the world today. There's a fatherless generation being raised. And without fathers, there's a major missing link. God designed it so that as you have become a father, God has given you characteristics within you to be a father to that child that nobody else can have. As a body of believers, we recognize the significant position that God has given fathers because God represents Himself to us as a father. You want to look at the greatest father in the world? Look at Jesus. You want to look at the greatest father that has ever existed? Look at Jesus. There's something about Jesus that demonstrates the heart of the Father. A father can only be a father to the degree that he recognizes that he's also a son. If we can learn to be a son, we'll be a much better father to our children. As fathers, we need to do everything we can to influence our families for the things of God.